Overcoming Adjustment Blues. Words from Jesus.
I understand the feelings of trepidation, hesitation, or concern that can accompany times of change. You wonder if the change will be for the better, and if you will be truly happy with what the change will bring. But just remember, my plans for you are to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. Think back on your life and the different changes that you have experienced, changes which at times seemed wouldn't be better than your current situation, or changes that seem to involve a lot of bending, yielding, and sacrifice. But, in looking back on those situations now, you can see the good that came out of them, and the blessings that I brought about through your new circumstances. I never fail to care for my own. All things change, except me, my word, and my unconditional, never-ending love for you. This has never changed, but has remained the same since the beginning and will last forever. You are my beloved bride upon whom I bestow the greatest care. So don't worry about the changes that you may face in the future or that you're undergoing at this moment, for I am with you to see you through them. It can be a struggle when you find yourself in a completely new situation. And you may be tempted to feel a little lost, a bit apprehensive about how you'll click with those around you, whether you'll fit in, and whether your contributions will be valued. When you leave the old setting behind, which you were comfortable with and knew so well, there can be so much to adjust to in your new situation. New personalities to work with, new skills to learn, a new culture to adapt to. So, if you're going through adjustment blues, know that I understand and I sympathize. Come to me with your burdens and concerns and let me carry the weight. Let me soothe your fears and wipe away your tears and instill in you my eternal promise that you are my child and I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will use the place where you find yourself now to fulfill my will in your life. Your life, happiness, fulfillment, and peace are of utmost importance to me, and I will work on your behalf to bring these things about in your life. As you trust that I work all things together for your good, you will find contentment in the place where you find yourself. I won't allow a burden to be placed on your shoulders that will be too heavy to bear. If you wonder whether you'll be able to bear the load, come to me and let me refresh and refill you. Look to me and commit all your cares to me, and know that I will give you the grace to make it through your time of change and adjustment. When things don't seem to be working out, it takes a lot of faith to step out and commit to a new situation or calling, especially when you're hit with difficulties and unexpected struggles after you take on a new challenge. You expect a measure of struggle, but you often have unrealistic expectations when it comes to the degree of challenges that you'll face in launching into a significant change. It's not easy to start on a new venture, only to find out there are individuals who are difficult for you to get along with, or the work wasn't exactly what you were expecting. When a situation doesn't seem to be ideal from the beginning, it's natural to consider quitting as soon as possible. However, if you get scared off by the struggles, then you may miss out on the victory and good fruit that will come once you've gotten past the initial struggles of adjustment. It takes time and effort to become part of a team and a fruitful work. It takes patience. When you face challenges working with others, if you can work through the rough times together, that will bond you as a team. As you do your part, you may find that I'm calling you to be part of the changes that I want to work in your new situation. Even when your change seems like a mistake and it doesn't really turn out as you'd hoped and expected, if that results in a more prayerful and desperate heart that is seeking my will, that in itself can be a wonderful benefit and blessing. Faith and yieldedness to my will are vital ingredients in creating fertile ground where my promises can blossom and bear fruit. My promises are like seeds that have to be planted, watered, cared for, and tended to for them to bear fruit. You may want me to suddenly plant you on the horizon of your dreams where my promises instantly become reality, when often my will is for you to follow the path that will eventually lead to the goal as you gain spiritual maturity and experience along the way. As you continue to commit your future into my hands, I will help you find your place in my service. Sometimes it takes a little rewiring and reworking, or even modifying and adapting situations to help things to fall into place. But you can be confident that if it's my will, I will engineer things and fulfill my promises to you. A piece of the puzzle. I can see the questions that have come up in your mind since finding yourself in this situation where things don't seem to be going as smoothly as you had expected or hoped. You wonder if you got it right, if you made the right decision when you chose this path. I understand the questions, sadness, hurt, and despair that you feel. I want you to know that I'm right here by your side. You are my child, and I love you and care for you with tenderness. I never put you in a place too small to grow in. This is a situation in which you can grow, an opportunity to learn new lessons and nurture qualities of my spirit, such as humility, faith, trust, and dependence on me. Changing your perspective on your situation from one that is negative and disheartened to one that is positive and challenged will help you to see your situation in a new light. I see the potential here. I see that you are a piece of the puzzle which will make this picture complete. But you might need to go through some adjustments, a little filing and a little reshaping in order to fit in just right. It's the puzzle pieces that are moldable and malleable that find they can fit into and complete any picture. It's the pieces that are the most flexible that are the most sought after, because it doesn't matter what the situation is, they will help to complete the picture by filling the role that is needed. If you're set on only remaining a puzzle piece that is stuck in its particular shape, you may have a hard time fitting into a new puzzle. Adaptability is an important quality for team building, the willingness to play your part, which makes you an asset to any team. You might be having trouble fitting into this current puzzle that you're part of, but let me work with you for a bit and work with the other pieces of the puzzle a bit and see if I can't make you into the masterpiece that I know you can be. Let patience have her perfect work and allow me to work in the situation. You are on my potter's wheel, and if I'm going to make something beautiful of your life, I ask that you sit still and give me time to work. You don't have to worry that you're going to be spinning on that wheel forever. Just remember that the time spinning is what is making you an even better vessel. Trust me, for I do all things well. The work that I have begun in you, I will complete until the end. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.